In the grand tapestry of existence, have you ever found yourself caught in a mysterious dance with destiny, where the music of financial blessings seems just beyond reach? Picture your life as an unfinished masterpiece, shrouded in suspense, with every stroke of potential obscured by a lingering fog. Today, we embark on a voyage of revelation, peeling back the layers of uncertainty to uncover the symphony of abundance that echoes through the corridors of God's promises. I'm going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Imagine standing on the precipice of destiny, the anticipation palpable, as if the universe itself were holding its breath. The secrets to your financial liberation lie veiled, waiting to be unveiled. As we tread this path, we will not only explore the sacred verses that illuminate the way, but also draw inspiration from the lives of those who, like you, once grappled with the elusive melody of prosperity. Together, we will dismantle the barriers that cloak your financial blessings, dispelling the delusions that have concealed the masterpiece of abundance. Join me on this captivating journey as we unravel the mysteries, for today, we embark on a quest to break free from the chains that hinder and to welcome the symphony of prosperity that has been orchestrated for you. The overture begins now, setting the stage for the revelation that will echo through the corridors of your financial destiny. My people perish for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4 verse 6. Lack of understanding, unwrapping the gift. Imagine you have this amazing gift, beautifully wrapped, waiting for you. But there's a problem, you don't know what's inside. This is how it can be with financial blessings. God has a special gift for each of us, wrapped in His promises, but sometimes we don't fully understand what's available to us. The Bible says, "My people suffer because they don't know." It's like having a treasure but not realizing its value. So, the first reason we might miss out on financial blessings is that we haven't unwrapped the gift of knowledge. We need to dig into God's Word, understand His promises about abundance, and discover the wisdom that can unlock the blessings meant for us. Just like unwrapping a gift reveals its hidden treasures, gaining knowledge about God's principles for prosperity opens the door to the blessings He wants to pour into our lives. It's about realizing that God has a plan for our financial well-being and taking the steps to understand and embrace it. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. Overcoming scary thoughts, breaking the chains. Think about this. Have you ever wanted to do something but felt really scared? Maybe it's like standing at the edge of a pool, afraid to jump in. When it comes to our finances, fear can be like heavy chains holding us back. The Bible says, God didn't give us a scared spirit, but a powerful, loving, and smart one. That means we shouldn't let fear control us. Imagine if Peter let fear keep him from walking on water when Jesus called him. Fear can stop us from taking steps toward the good things God has for us, including financial blessings. Breaking the chains of fear is like taking off a heavy backpack that's been weighing you down. It's about realizing that God wants us to be brave, to trust Him even when things seem scary. When we face our fears and trust God, it's like jumping into the pool. We discover that the water isn't as scary as we thought, and there's freedom on the other side. So, let's break those chains of fear and step into the blessings God has for us. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Matthew 25 verse 21. Taking care of what you have, multiplying the good stuff. Imagine you have a garden, and in that garden, you plant a few seeds. Now, if you water those seeds, make sure they get sunlight, and take good care of them, what happens? They grow, right? The Bible tells a story about talents, not the skills you have, but like having money or resources. It says that if you're responsible with a little, you can get more. So, let's break it down. Imagine you have a small amount of money or a skill, like playing an instrument. If you use that money wisely or practice that skill, it's like taking good care of your seeds. God notices that and says, "Good job. Since you handled a little well, I'll give you more to take care of." It's like tending to your garden. The more you care for it, the more it grows. So, being a good steward means taking care of what you have, whether it's money, time, or skills. When God sees you doing that, he says, "I can trust you with more." It's like a partnership with God, where you show you can handle small things well, and he blesses you with even greater things. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Matthew 6 verse 15. Letting go of grudges, setting yourself free. Have you ever held on to a grudge? It's like carrying a heavy backpack full of rocks. The Bible talks about forgiveness, and it says that if we don't forgive others, it's like building a wall between us and God's goodness. You have this beautiful garden, but there's a big, ugly wall right in the middle. That wall represents holding on to grudges. When we don't forgive, it's like saying, "I don't want to take down this wall." But here's the catch. God wants to shower blessings on us, and forgiveness is like knocking down that wall and letting the blessings flow freely. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting, but it's like taking those heavy rocks out of your backpack. When you forgive, you set yourself free from carrying that weight around. God says, "If you want my blessings, tear down that wall of unforgiveness." It's about making space for the good things God has for you by letting go of the heavy burdens that come with holding on to grudges. So, let's break down those walls and let God's blessings flow into our lives. Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, "Go, throw yourself into the sea," and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Mark 11 verse 23. Having big faith, moving mountains. Think about having a huge mountain in front of you. Sounds impossible to move, right? But the Bible says that if we have strong belief, even as small as a mustard seed, we can tell that mountain to move, and it will. Having big faith is like having superpowers. It's not about being strong like a superhero, but it's about trusting God to do amazing things. Remember the story where Jesus walked on water? Peter could walk on water too, but when he doubted, he sank. Our faith is like walking on water. If we believe God can help us, even when things seem impossible, amazing things can happen. So, having big faith means trusting God in a big way. It's like saying, "I know you're in control, God, and I believe you can do incredible things in my life." When we have that kind of faith, it's like telling the mountain of problems, "Move out of my way." God loves it when we trust him with big faith because it opens the door for his blessings to flow into our lives like a rushing river. So, let's have faith as big as a superhero cape and watch the mountains in our lives move aside. As we wrap up our journey through the landscape of financial blessings, envision this moment as the grand finale of a breathtaking performance. The curtain falls, not in darkness, but in the radiant glow of revelation, unveiling the symphony of abundance orchestrated by the creator of the universe. Together, we've unraveled the mysteries that often shroud our financial destinies, from breaking the chains of fear to letting go of heavy burdens and cultivating unwavering faith. Today, as we stand at the intersection of knowledge and action, it's crucial to recognize that this revelation isn't merely a set of principles, it's a blueprint for a transformed and blessed life. Consider your life as a canvas waiting for the vibrant strokes of financial prosperity. The echoes of God's promises resonate within you, waiting to paint a masterpiece of abundance. The Bible assures us that God desires us to prosper and live abundantly, and each step we take in aligning ourselves with his principles is a brushstroke that brings us closer to that divine masterpiece. Now, armed with understanding, bravery, stewardship, forgiveness, and faith, you hold the key to unlock the floodgates of blessings. It's a call to action, an invitation to dance in harmony with the rhythm of God's promises. As you apply these principles in your daily life, remember that this journey is not a solitary one. It's a communal symphony where the crescendo of your financial blessings harmonizes with the melodies of those around you. So, let this revelation not be confined to the pages of wisdom, but let it permeate the canvas of your life. As you break free from the chains, tend to your garden, tear down the walls, and move mountains with faith, envision the masterpiece that unfolds before you, a life adorned with the colors of abundance, grace, and divine favor. May this journey of unlocking financial blessings be the prelude to a life where the echoes of God's promises resound in every area, where prosperity becomes not just a concept but a tangible reality. It's time to embrace the abundance God has prepared for you, a symphony of blessings that plays uniquely for each soul attuned to His grace.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.